Fairbanks police have a new way of keeping alcohol out of the hands of chronic inebriates. The city council passed an ordinance this week that makes it a finable offense to buy alcohol for chronic drinkers. Police Chief Laren Zager says the proxy buying provision is just another means to chip away at a big problem.
You know, if a storekeeper phones it in, says, "Hey, I just sold some beer to a guy, and I noticed he's going right out to the group on the street, the inebriates on the street, and they're passing it out," we can respond to that. I just don't want people to think it's going to revolutionize the Western world. It is just another tool.
Zager says the law will be hard to enforce and does not include any funding for new officers to watch liquor stores and other alcohol sellers. The city council passed the law after stripping a controversial provision that would have prevented sale of alcohol to people that police have repeatedly picked up for chronic intoxication. Councilmember Jerry Cleworth says the idea of creating and enforcing a no-sell list gave rise to concerns during a city council meeting Monday.
If we can get over some of the questions of possible litigation of the list and confidentiality and penalties associated with it, we might be able to come up with something that there is a useful tool an establishment can have.
City Attorney Herb Cuss says people have no inherent right to buy alcohol, and the government has the authority to regulate its sale. But an inebriates list would have to be handled carefully.
The problem with creating a list where basically you're labeled as an inebriate is that's not something that government can simply willy-nilly publish in the domain without incurring some potential liability with defamation and invasion of privacy.
Chronic inebriate list laws are employed to stop sales in some communities, including Santa Cruz, California.